In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Because on Friday, we celebrated the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan River and the theophany of the Holy Trinity. Yesterday, at the youth group activity, we had a really good talk about the meaning of this feast day, and we also talked about the icon of theophany, the theophany icon. And towards the end of our discussion, somebody asked me a question, a very good question, and I think I didn't give a very good answer because I didn't really get the question. It occurred to me this morning that, you know what? I think I didn't really answer that question. Somebody asked me, one of you asked me...
Glenn is dead?
Anyway, I remember that one of you asked me that if Jesus sanctified the water of the Jordan River and the water of the whole world, the water of the whole universe, when he was baptized into the Jordan River, then why... Why do we have the service for the blessing of water every year? Anyway, one of you, I think Sophia asked this question. Anyway, it was a good question. You know, if Jesus, because we talked about the fact, you know, that when Jesus, being God, he stepped into the water of the Jordan River, he sanctified the water of the Jordan River. Of course, you know, by being baptized, he also sanctified the humanity that he took upon himself. But being God and stepping into the water of the Jordan River, he sanctified the water. And then you said, you know, so if Jesus sanctified the water once back then, why do we have to have this service of blessing of water every year?
My question was, why couldn't he just go on a trip to the river, and then just take a whole...
Yes, you are right. That was your question. You know, then Anna said, why can't we go to the Jordan River and take a lot of water from the Jordan River? And that's it. End of story. We have holy water from the Jordan River. You know, you are very practical. You are very practical. But, you know, things don't work quite like that. Let me tell you why. What icon do we have here? The Theotokos, Mary and Jesus, but in fact we have an icon of the first coming of Christ here. Of the first coming of Christ as a baby. And here we have an icon of...
Jesus Christos.
Of the second coming of Christ. Okay? We have the icon of the first coming of Christ as a baby and the second coming of Christ in glory. And everything happens in between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ. That's why, you know, the reading of the gospel, the processions, everything, you know, from the holy altar come through these doors. Because everything happens between the first and the second coming of Christ. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that what Jesus started to do at his first coming will be finished at his second coming. Okay? And he did not come into this world to do it all for us. Once, you know, I saw the title of a book written by, you know, anyway, I don't want to go into details. Anyway, this book was saying, you know, he did it all for you. In fact, he didn't do it for us. Everything that he did with us, not for us. From the beginning, God created us and gave us a job. What was the job that God gave to Adam and Eve in paradise? What was the job that God gave to Adam and Eve in paradise?
To name the animals and not to eat from the two trees in the middle.
Very good. In fact, yes, you're right. You know, God gave a few jobs to Adam and Eve, not only one. One of them was to name the animals, to give name, to give personality, you know, to make them unique. Do you think that God, you know, after creating everything, you know, he couldn't find names for the animals? Why do you think that God asked Adam to give names? Why did not God give names, but he asked Adam?
Because
Do you think that God couldn't find some names for the animals? What do you think? Why?
Because he rested on the Sabbath.
No, this didn't happen on the seventh day. This still happened on the sixth day, you know, when
what? He wanted Adam to go just to come, and he has a part of the animals.
Very good. Because he wanted Adam to be part of this, to have a say in it, to work together with God, to create together with God. Another job was, what did he say? That was another job?
Not to eat. There was two trees.
Exactly. To respect the creation. And not to just go out and do whatever I want to do. No. You have to follow, to respect the creation and to follow some rules in the creation, because otherwise you are going to mess up the creation. What else?
They ate from that tree.
They messed up. I know. Unfortunately. And that's what we kept on doing since then until today. What else? What else? You know, God planted a garden and then he asked who to look after the garden?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Do you think that God could have not looked after the garden and tell Adam and Eve, you know what, I'm going to do it all for you. There is nothing for you to do. Just eat, drink, and be merry. Have your ease. Once again, what do you think? Why did God ask Adam and Eve to look after the garden that God planted?
So they could feel like they had a point in it.
Exactly. So that they could feel that they had a point in it, that, you know, that they worked together with God. It is the same, you know, with the blessing of the water. Jesus came into this world not to do it all for us. I'm going to sanctify the water for you. Everything is going to be okay from now on. Nothing to worry about anymore. He came into this world not to do it all for us, but to do it all with us. And to reveal to us who we are called to be. He became human. The one who created us became human to reveal to us, to show us who we are and what we are supposed to be and what we are supposed to do. So that's why if he blessed the water, if he sanctified the water, what are we called to do? If he sanctified the water and we are called to be like him, what are we called to do?
Sanctify the water.
Sanctify the water. Exactly. Everything that he is, we are called to become. Everything that he does, we are called to do. Over and over again until his second coming. That's why we are called Christians. I told you before that the word Christian comes from the word
Christos.
From the word Christ. Christian comes from Christ because Christians are called to be like Christ. What he did, we do. Who he is, we are called to be. Until his second coming, we are called to bless the water, to sanctify the creation, to look after the creation. Now, let me ask you, because we talked a lot about theology yesterday and today, now let me ask you, what do you think would be a few very practical ways of sanctifying the creation, besides sanctifying water and sprinkling in water, you know, in the house, wherever we are? What else could we do, you know, to sanctify the creation?
Stop littering this world.
Stop littering this world. What else? Yes. What else?
Bike or walk, not drive a car.
If you could walk or ride a bike, ride a bike. What about, you know, what really, you know, bothers me when I see people leaving the engines, the cars, you know, running for minutes or hours sometimes for nothing. Just because, you know, they don't like, you know, to turn that switch off. That's all it takes, you know, to turn it off.
And then when you need the engine again, and when you have to go again, you know, turn it on. You don't have to leave it running for minutes just because you are talking, you know, on the other side of the street with somebody else, and you leave the engine running. What happens when the engine is running? When the engine of a car is running, what's happening behind the car? What's coming out of the exhaust?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is not good for the world, is it?
Nope.
Too much carbon dioxide is not good for the world. What else could we do, you know, to sanctify the world? Every day. Not only on Theophany, but every day. What about your rooms? What about your rooms? Do you think that your rooms, do you know the Greek word for world? Because Christ sanctified the whole world. Do you know the Greek word for world? Do you know it? We have two words. We have two words. Oikoumene, which means the whole population of the world, and cosmos.
Yes, that's
cosmos. I know that one because my name kind of comes from that one. I know it very well. So, cosmos means the entire universe. But cosmos also means order, beauty, not a big mess. Now, if God sanctifies the world, and the world means cosmos, order, when it's about your rooms, how could you sanctify your rooms? Come on. How could you sanctify your room if cosmos means order? Yo, how could you sanctify your room? By making a mess or order? Order, of course. Of course. There are so many ways of sanctifying us and the world around us. And everything starts with the Holy Spirit of God coming upon us, coming upon the water, which is the most important element of the universe. And then we also have to try to find some very practical ways to sanctify the world, to make it more beautiful, to make it really like the Garden of Eden, to make it really how God made it to be. Amen. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. According to modern science, water is found a lot in huge quantities on Earth. About 71% of the surface of the Earth is covered by water. Water is also found in the atmosphere of the Earth, underground, and according to modern science again, water is found in our entire solar system, even in the atmosphere of the sun. I was surprised about that. I didn't know that, you know, when I researched. You know, I found out that water is found even in the hot atmosphere of the sun. And water is found in the atmosphere of Mercury, Venus, Moon, Mars, Ceres, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, you name it, all over our solar system. Not only all over our solar system, but according to a report that came out on July 22nd, 2011, this report described the discovery of a gigantic cloud of water vapor containing, are you ready? 140 trillion times more water than all of Earth's oceans combined. And this cloud, this huge cloud of vapor, was found around a quasar located 12 billion light years from Earth, at the edge of the universe. According to the researchers, the discovery shows that water has been prevalent in the universe for nearly its entire existence. Water has been detected in interstellar clouds within our galaxy, the Milky Way. Water probably exists in abundance in other galaxies too, because its components, hydrogen and oxygen, are among the most abundant elements in the universe. Based on models of the formation and evolution of the solar system and that of other star systems, most other planetary systems are likely to have similar ingredients. Water is all over the universe. When I read this scientific article, I remembered right away the first three verses of the Bible. Genesis 1, 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be life," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. I also read the fourth verse. Water appears in the Bible as the primordial element of creation, even before light. There was water, and the Holy Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water, and then God said, "Let there be light. Let's organize this water." God the Father created through the Son, organized the water, gave life to the water through the Son, and then the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the water. This primordial element, water, as we could see, is all over the universe. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he revealed himself to the world, when he came to be baptized at the Jordan River by John the Baptizer, and when the voice of the Father came from heaven, "This is my beloved Son," and the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove, he sanctified the water. The Holy Trinity revealed itself to the world. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit revealed themselves to the world. And the first act they did was to sanctify the water again. The Holy Trinity sanctified the water again because the Holy Trinity came to save what the Holy Trinity created in the beginning. This is why every year at Theophany we invoke the Holy Spirit to come upon the water that we present to God here in the church. And we invoke the Holy Spirit to come upon the water and to sanctify the water. And then with this water we start to bless our homes, our cars, our church, our bodies, our everything. Because water is all over. And by sanctifying the water, we work together with God for the sanctification of the whole universe. Because he came to save the whole universe. Not only us. Sometimes, you know, you see on a stadium, John 3:16, Jesus loves you. Or on a bumper sticker, John 3:16, Jesus loves you. John 3:16 is not about Jesus loving you or me. Not only. Sometimes, you know, we are selfish. Jesus loves me. God bless America. What about the rest of the world? I don't know. John 3:16 is about God loving the entire universe. As I told the children, we have two words in Greek for world. Ikumeni, which means the entire population of the world, and cosmos, which means the universe, the entire universe. When John put down his famous verse 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal, everlasting life," he did not use ikumeni, only the population, but he used cosmos. And in the following verse, John 3:17, he says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The same word, cosmos, world, used four times in two verses. And each time is cosmos natikumen. Cosmos includes the people, but it extends to the entire universe. Everything that was created through him, in the prologue of John, beautifully, St. John the Evangelist used this word a few times, that he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the prologue of the Gospel of John, we have the same word, cosmos, used three times in one verse, in verse 10, that he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Everything that he created in the beginning, the entire universe, he came to save. And this is what we are called to do as Christians. We are called to work together with him for the salvation of the entire universe. It's not only about my salvation. I want to be saved. That's selfish. That is selfish. Our preoccupation with my salvation could become a selfish pursuit. I want to be saved. What about the world around me? I don't know. But I know I want to be saved. We cannot be saved alone. I cannot be saved alone. Only by working together among us and by working together with God for the salvation of the entire universe, we will be saved. It is a huge responsibility. And that's our call as Christians. To be like Christ and to work together with him to bring the entire universe in the Holy Spirit in the loving communion of God the Father. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us invoke the grace of God upon us, upon our houses, upon our water, and then to sanctify the homes, to sanctify our entire existence, and to give it back to God. Because that's what the world, that's what the Lord told us to do. He told his disciples in the Gospel of Matthew, "You are the light of the world." The same word, cosmos, he used here. You are the light of the universe. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your holy Father in heaven. We are called to be, as Orthodox Christians, we are called to be the light of the world, especially when it's about saving the world. We are called to be the greenest people in the world. Because for us, it's not only about protecting the world. For us, it's about saving the world. For us, it is about offering the creation of God to God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.